Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Want to, once again, on behalf of the children department, want to appreciate our daddies and our mommy in the house for this great privilege that we have as children to express ourselves. To express ourselves. I want to thank you very much, sir, for the opportunity that we have in Cedar Generation Gospel Outreach to do it the way the Lord wanted, to do it the way the Holy Spirit leads us. In the children department, most of the time we'll be there and we'll be shouting at the top of our voices, and there has never been any day that somebody will come from the pastor and say, "You are shouting too much, you are disturbing the head of church." It's a great privilege. I used to record in those years that some churches, when they have an auditorium like this, they would take the children to be under a shed, you know. But we thank God that it is not like that in Cedar family. We thank you once again, sir, for this privilege and the liberty in the spirit that we are enjoying in this church. I want to thank our parents also for the support that we have received for the past few days since Friday, Saturday, especially yesterday, that we hear all throughout. I want to thank you for your cooperation. And we want to thank our sisters, our brothers also, for the cooperation we receive from you, for the privilege of having you ahead of us as children that want to toe your path. We want to toe your path. We want to follow after your suit as you follow after the will of the Lord. May the Lord continue to strengthen us all in this path of righteousness in Jesus' name. This morning, like the people before me, they've said, we have come to speak our mind to the parents as the Lord is leading us. It is the Lord that is leading us to speak our mind. When you, all the things that you listen to, some of you may just be thinking, maybe it's their teachers that wrote those things. So maybe it's their teachers. I'm telling you, those children that are there, they are the children that are after the mind of God. And they are how to do the will of the Father. They are how to follow after the every dictate of the word of God. And that is why we are here this morning to say, please help us. All what we are saying this morning is to say, our parents, please help us to be whom that the Lord has created us to be the winning children in this our generation. And we are saying, our sisters, our brothers, please help us to be the winning children that the Lord has destined in us to be. And we know that the Lord will enable you in the name of Jesus. I'm not hearing amen from somebody. The Lord will enable us all in the name of Jesus. Our test, like it has been displayed, our team is the winning child, the winning children. And we are the winning children of our generation. Whether the devil likes it or not, we are winning. We are winning. We are victorious. We are unbeatable by the power of the enemy. And likewise, our homes remains to be the winning homes. In Cedar Generation, we declare that our homes, our families, our youth, in this generation, in this perfect generation, they remain to be winners in the name of Jesus. I read to us from the book of Philippians, and that is our text. I read from Philippians chapter 3. I read verse from 13. It says, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. Brethren, verse 17, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk, so as ye have us for an example. For many walk, of whom I have told you of, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. Brethren, we join Apostle Paul to declare that in this church, in Cedar Generation Gospel Outreach, we are forgetting about the past, and we are charging every one of us that we should drop the things that are of the past. Whatsoever might have been in your mind, whatsoever that I might have been in your heart, whatsoever you think that, you know, this is the way I've been doing it, this is the way I feel I should do it, this is the way, you know, but as Apostle Paul declared, we are enjoying, we are appealing, we are begging that please count not yourself to have apprehended. Count not yourself that you know it all. Count not yourself that you are the one that you own your life. You do not own your life. You do not own your life. Parents, you do not own your life. Youth, you do not own your life. Children, we do not own our life. We have a God that owns our life. And that God that owns our life, we are responsible unto him. And we should heed to his dictates through his word. And so if there is anything that we are full with in our hearts, that nobody can do this, nobody can say this, nobody can do that, be wise. Be wise. Be wise and press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God. God has called each one of us. He has called the children. He has called the youth. He has called our parents. And he has not just called us for the fun of it. He has called us so that we'll be able to reign with him. And if we are going to reign with this God, we must follow after his word. We must follow. We must abide. We must align our lives with his instruction and with his word. And so, we must press toward the mark. We must press toward the vision. We must press toward the mission. We must press toward the calling of God upon our lives. You have a calling that you must watch over it jealously. There is a calling upon the life of every one of us. Not only upon the lives of the children. You don't need to be a pastor to know that you have a calling. For you to have been saved is a calling. So many people are dying there. So many people are being wasted on a daily basis. But you have the privilege to know the Lord. You have a privilege to have been saved from the wheel of destruction. And if you have been saved from the wheel of destruction, you are carrying a calling upon your life as a parent that have responsibility upon the life that the children have given unto you. And you cannot afford to fail this God, because you'll be held responsible. If there's anything I fear in my life, is that the blood of any of these children will be upon my head. Do you wish it? That the blood of any of these innocent ones. And I pause. I received a love letter from one of my children yesterday. While we were having the meeting, I was with the teens class and one of the children in the intermediary class. I love these children because they are innocent. When you correct them, they know you are doing it for good. They are not saying, oh, maybe she hates me. Maybe Mummy Awotoye hates me. Maybe this and that. And you know, one of the children was just looking for me, was asking one of the teacher, where's Mummy Awotoye? I have something for her. And I wasn't around. I was with the teen. So at the time we came for the review, and the child just came to you and said, Mummy Awotoye, I have something for you. And I want to display it to you. He said, Mummy Awotoye, I love you. May the Lord bless Anyofe, Ukwola for me in Jesus' name. May the Lord bless all these children for me and for the Church of Cedar Generation Gospel Outreach in Jesus' name. And so if these children will just declare their own sincere love to us in this church, we owe them responsibility to keep them jealously, to be a living example unto their lives, to be a pace setter as a parent, as a youth, as a brother, as a sister in this church, especially. I press toward a mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Are you pressing on? Brothers, are you pressing on? Sisters, are you pressing on? Because we must press on towards the prize of the high calling. Because it is not everyone that started that win the race. The fact that you are on this track today, if you are not watchful, if you are not careful, so many people started this race that we are on the track and they are already wasted. And you have the privilege to be seated here this morning. And you think you own your life. And you think you have the total control over your life. You are joking. We must learn to press forward. If you want to be victorious, you want to be unbeatable in this perverse generation, you must make up your mind to be the winning one, to be the victorious one. Not all that are outside there, not all that are even in the church, determined to be victorious. So your life is in your hand to decide which way you want to go. And that is why we are saying we are pressing on. And it's not only the children. We are declaring it. We are prophesying it. That every member of Cedar Generation Gospel Outreach, we are pressing on to the prize of the high calling. And that is why we have come this morning. Press on with us. Don't be left behind. Press on. Join us in this race. Because in verse 18, the Bible says, for many walk, of whom I have told you often, and I'll tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ. Through their way of life, through their choices, through friends, through choice of peers, through their belly, through their decisions, through their choices. Which one are you choosing? The Bible says in verse 9, says, whose end? Those people that decided not to press on towards the price of the high calling. The Bible says their end is destruction. And whose glory is their shame? Those people that mind the earthly things. May that one not be your portion and my portion in Jesus' name. But if it will not be, I go to the book of 2 Timothy. I'm sure it is the Holy Spirit that is taking over, because this is not the way I planned this message. But I've raised up my hand unto the Lord, take it over from me and have your way. 2 Timothy chapter 3 says something, and I want the media to display its place, because there is an emphasis. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1. This know also. Parents, this know also. Brothers, this know also. Sisters, this know also. That we are in the last days, the perilous times, not like the previous generation. This know also, can we please call back our minds from jumping beyond where the Lord has not sent us? Can we please recall that we are in the perilous time, where things that seems to be abnormal. Things that are abnormal now look as if they are normal because majority are doing it. This no also, children. Children, this no also that we are in the perilous time that all your expectations from the younger ones, from the senior ones, even from your homes where you are raised, may not be as we desire it. Because we are in the perilous time, parents know that we are in the perilous time. And in the perilous time, the Bible says, for men shall be lovers of their own selves. Are we not? It is the way you want it. It is the way I want. This is the way I feel I should do. This is the way that pleases me most. No pastor can correct me. No parent can say I'm not doing it well. No friend can even say it. No subgroup one can say it. This is the best way that I know how to do it. Please know. This know also that we are in the perilous time. And I read verse 4 of that 2 Timothy chapter 3. It says, traitors, the signs of perilous time, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures, more than lovers of God. Is that not what is happening today? These are the things that are happening today. We cherish to be lovers of the world more than the lovers of the things of God. We give so much of ourselves unto the world more than the things of God. Parents, we prefer to go and move to the things of the world than paying attention to the seed that the Lord has blessed us in our home. We prefer to go for ceremonies where that will take our time at the expense of being available for our children. And that is why we are crying out. And as I tidy it up, with this in tripod, the roles of parents in building us and in building us to remain as winners. Media, can you please help me with something? Or maybe before we do that, brethren, when you consider the life of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary, I'm sure you will know that when we mention cross, when somebody endured the cross and he received the pain and the blood, his blood was shed, you will know that it is not something that is palatable. But because of the glory that was set before him, he endured the cross. So it is not everything that will be palatable. And of course, I begin to ask myself, is it that my child or are my children the one that says they want to come into the world? Or am I not the one that says, God, I want these children? And God now release the children to us. You are the one, parents, mothers, fathers, we are the one that requested for these children. We are the one that pray. We are the one that, you know, we ask that God give me these children. And God has given the children to you now. And what are you doing with the children that the Lord has given unto you? Is your life a pace setter? As a mother, if your life is not a pace setter, then you are in a soup. That's the truth. Because ileti afikini konko iridoma wo Yoruba. Me, I don't know how to translate it in Yoruba. Later afitomo iriloma wo. If you do not train these children in the way you're supposed to do, they can never. It's not a curse. There are you yourself. You know. But we are enjoying us. That as parents, there are some things you must avoid. Can you say with all confidence that the way you are doing it is the way you want to see the children doing it? From what we read, some say, please teach us in the path of righteousness.
Teach us well. Some say, don't shout on us. Because when you shout on us, you create fear in our hearts. And so they find it difficult to express themselves. They find it difficult to confide in us again. Because they are thinking, if I should confide in you, this my mommy or my daddy will shout me down. So they decide to withdraw to themselves. Are you progressing? Are you running? Are you pressing forward towards the price of the high calling that way? Avoid immorality. Avoid indecent dressing. As parents, if a mother will put on dresses that will be seeing the whole figure and the whole body, what do you expect the child to do? How do you expect the child? And will not be shouting on these children. If a parent will go to the market and buy something decent dress for these children, and they begin to put it on, you begin to, you know, get glory from it. And as they grow up, you have chosen them the path that when they grow up to become a youth, they should go to the market and begin to buy the indecent dresses. Mothers, because it's not all the time that the fathers go to the market, though. Bad attitude. You are chosen by God to be a pace setter. God has deposited in you. So exhibit the qualities that the Lord has deposited in you. And of course, parents, pray for your children. Pray for them. All the time that we waste around, jumping to this, jumping to that, jumping to those temporary things that will not last. Why do you sow these children in prayers? Because we are in the perilous time. Not to talk of those ones that will not even pray at all. May the Lord enable you to do the right thing in the name of Jesus. And as you pray, be watchful. Be watchful. And be available. Mothers, be available. Fathers, be available. These children, if you listen to some of the things and some of our interaction with them, you say, when I want to talk with mommy, mommy will not listen to me. Mommy will say, I'm busy. When I want to talk with daddy, daddy will say, go and sit down. I'm still busy. For how long will you be busy? For how long will you be busy? If you are too busy, they will go out. They will go out and ask their questions. And they will give them incorrect answers. May the Lord help us. Train them. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6. Train them. And you can't train them while you are jumping all around. You can only train them when you are with them in your home, in your house. Train them. Teach them the word of God. There is no seed of word of God that is sown into a life that will be a waste. Because the word is not an ordinary word. When he sends his word will always accomplish his purpose. Even when perilous times are attacking, are destroying some life, because the seed has been sown into their heart, into their life, that seed will germinate and will resist the perilous time. But when you are not ready to sow it, you are not available. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. I read of the mother of Idauza. We are all aware of the mother of Idauza. I read that there was a time when he was a little boy and was always, you know, he was sickly. And the father said, look, this is your daughter, your son that will always be silly. Go and dump the son inside water, inside the river. And the mother ignored that. And the mother sold his life, her life, unto the life of Idauza. And all of us, we are living testimony of what God wrought in the life of Idauza in the generation. So if you fail to sow your time, if you fail to sow all the qualities, all the virtues that the Lord has given unto you as mothers, as fathers, in the life of these children, can you just imagine what will happen? May you not be a disappointment to your Father in the heaven, in the name of Jesus. And we read of 2 Timothy, of the grandmother, not only mothers now, grandmother of Timothy, Eunice and Louis. How they train, how they pass this virtue from one generation to the other. Huh?
Can we still have such in this generation? Can we still have such in this generation? That even the grandmothers, it will not be tales that they will be telling their grandchildren, but they will tell them the truth of the word of God, that they will be able to pass it from one generation to the other. Do you want your own generation to end with you? It must not. It must pass on like that. So find time to sow the sincere faith into the life of your children. Correct them in love. Even one of the children said it. Correct us. When we are missing it, correct us. If it needs getting a cane, correct us. We will welcome it. Correct us. The rod and reproof give wisdom. When you beat us, we will recall that we have missed it somewhere and we want to take to correction so that we will not bring shame onto your family. And of course, parents should be loving. Do not be a terror. Some of we parents, we have changed some of these innocent children to another thing. And we need to look inward. Parents, fathers, please, sir. Daddies, please, sir. Mommies, please, sir. Don't be a terror. If you turn to a terror in the homes, these children will not talk to you again. You will not be able to hear any vital things about their lives, about what they are passing through outside there. Don't become a terror. Show love. Embrace them. Tell it to their ears. I love you. I love you. I love you. So when they hear the strange voice of I love you outside, they will know that one is a strange one. It won't be news to them. Somebody has already declared it in their ears at home that they are loved. Instead of becoming a terror, love them. Show them love. Correct them in love. Stop shouting. Stop shouting, please, sir. Stop shouting, please, ma. Don't drive them away from home into the mouth of lions that are opening their mouths continuously there. Don't breach the relationship between you and your child. Be a role model unto them. And the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. And of course, children and youths, I have a word for you as I round up this message. Ephesians chapter 6, media help me. Ephesians chapter 6 from verse 1. Media, are we together? Ephesians chapter 6. Children, obey your parents in the law, for this is right. We continue, please. No, let's go back to that verse 1. A child asked us a question yesterday, and it was like another thing. If I should mention the child, some of the parents will jump out of this church this morning. Is that? Children, obey. In fact, first of all, I was looking at some of my teacher. Hey. I said, obey your parents. Obey your parents. One of them said, you know, I didn't because I didn't want them to distract my attention. And the child said, Mommy, I want to hear. Mommy, I want to hear. I have a question for you. I have a question for you. So I just kept kind and said, okay, ask your question. He said, you said, children, obey your parents. What if the parents are not showing, are not doing the right thing? Mm-hmm. Mommy, Una, are you there? You recall? Mommy, your question, Mama, are you there? You recall. He said, what of if my parents are not doing the right thing? Are you saying I should obey them? If you are in my position, do I tell them not to obey their parents now? So I was just looking. So I was just waiting, Holy Spirit, what do you want me to say? And of course, the Holy Spirit helped me. So I said, let's go back to that passage again. So media, let's go back to that passage again. And I read it again. I said, children, obey your parents in the law, for this is right. The child is still. I said, no, wait, let me finish it. So what am I passing to us? Children, we must obey our parents in the Lord, for this is right. When they know the word of God, when they have the word of God, when they are training us and bringing us up in the way of the law, we must obey them because the Bible says this is right. And let's move to the second one. And I wonder why the Bible says, honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. 3, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. You know, before I came that yesterday, I was thinking and meditating upon the message I want to give. The Holy Spirit dealt with me on that Ephesians chapter 6. And you know, when I said, you remember, mommy, when I said, oh, the Holy Spirit has already prepared me for this question of this child. And I'm telling us youth, perhaps some of you have been wounded at home. Perhaps some of us, we don't have any trust in our parents. Perhaps you think they have not done it right. Perhaps you think through their teachings, you have been beaten. Through their carelessness, you have been beaten, you have been exposed. Perhaps you have been given wrong doctrine, and you think that is why you are the way you are now. Please, the word of God says in that book of Ephesians, verse 2, he says, honor. It is a command. Verse 2. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee. It's a command, though. It is not the word from your mother now. It is not the word from your father now. So whatsoever they might have done, you must let go. You must create a room in your heart. Holy Spirit, really dealt with me on this aspect. You must create a heart, a forgiving heart. And I was asking myself, if I should put myself in the position of any youth that has been wounded, will I be able to forgive? But because it is the word of God, that it may be well with thee, that it may be well with your destiny, that it may be well with your academy, that it may be well with your future, with your destiny, with your marital life, with everything around you. May the Lord continue to soothe the heart of somebody this morning. May the Lord continue to give you a forgiving spirit. You must let go. You must be merciful and have forgiving attitude towards them, irrespective of their negligence. And let me identify with such home. Let me identify with such mother or such father, that you please be merciful unto us for our negligence, for our slackness, for wasting your time, for not allowing you to fulfill your destiny the way you ought to have fulfilled it. Please forgive us. That one should not say that your life should be wasted. Why don't you arise? Arise and press on. And do not remain where they have led you. Don't remain there. Have a forgiving spirit, that it may be well with you, that it may be well with your destiny. When you go against the word of God, there's no option. Where will you run to? Whom will you run to? It's a command. Honor your father and your mother, that it may be well with you. Forgive us. Be merciful unto us for our attitude, for our bad attitude displayed, that have wounded you to an extent. Please forgive us. Forgive us our negligence. Forgive us our slackness. Forgive us for not being available at the time we're supposed to be available. Forgive us for not paying attention to you when we ought to have paid the attention. Pay the attention to you. Forgive us, that it may be well with your destiny. And Ecclesiastic chapter 12 says, remember your creator. When you are forgiven now remember your creator. Remember the purpose by which your creator has created you. And I read, you know, there's this version. I don't even know the version again, but I put it down because I don't want to. I just feel that I may not be able to get that version on time. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1 says, when you now remember your creator in the days of your youth, remember your creator. There's somebody that has created you.
He said, don't let the excitement of your youth cause you to forget your Creator. The excitement of this perilous time, don't allow it to cause you to forget your Creator. Honor Him in your youth before you grow old and say, life is not pleasant anymore. There will be a time when you continue to jump here, half naked, jump there, from one place to the other, putting on indecent dresses. One of my teachers told us that on Friday after the prayer meeting here, while they were going home, at around Mayfair, a lady born of a woman put on nightgown during the day. And when you put on nightgown, you know what you will see. And was walking on the street. And of course, where his father directed him, he went into and enter inside one clubhouse in the daylight with naked, you know, with nightgown. Some of us, we put something worse than that inside the church. But the Lord is merciful to us this day as we trust Him to just give us a new heart. Don't let the excitement of youth cause you to forget your Creator. Don't let the excitement of perilous time cause you to forget your Creator. Honor Him in your youth before you grow old and say, life is not pleasant anymore. And 1 Timothy chapter 5, 6 says, whosoever that liveth in pleasure is dead while she lives. So when you are engrossed with the pleasure of this end time, of this world, you turn to anything you want to turn to, is the pleasure of God. And the Bible says, you are dead. When you think you are living, you are already dead. You are a corpse while you are walking. And you think you are just exciting people around you, your generation. The Bible says you are dead. May the Lord enable you. Okay, thank you. Sir, new living translation. Why will you just be walking as a corpse when you are beautifully created, wonderfully made? Why will you be walking as a corpse? The people that live before us, they live well. So youths in Cedar Generation Gospel, that you do not have any excuse. Some youths live in the Bible before you. Joseph lived. We are not going to treat all those ones because those are the things we consider in our retreat. Joseph lived in an exile. Daniel lived in an exile where their parents are not, and they stood for God of Yahweh. Why will you say because you are not where your parents are and you want to continue to be excited about the youthful affairs? You continue to run naked. You continue even to come to the church of God. No reference for God again. You continue to put on fearful hair that must not be heard in the house of God, not even outside, not to talk of the house of God. And you continue to walk like a corpse. You must not, because you are a living soul. You must remain a living soul. You remain a living soul as a member of Cedar Generation Gospel Outreach. And finally, we have talked about the roles of parent. We have talked about the roles of the child. And the roles of the church. You know, our children talked about their expectation. And that is part of what you are enjoying today. Because the church is giving us this opportunity. That is part of their roles. Giving us opportunity to say, this is what we want. This is what we want. You know, we want the church to provide an avenue for nurturing and growth. And that is what we are enjoying. That is what we are enjoying now. Because the society is bad, that is where the church is standing in the gap between parents and even we children, so that they'll be able to put us right. May the Lord help you. May the Lord help me. In the name of Jesus. And we want to say, sir, our daddies, that the church should not hesitate to come up with measures of discipline openly in the church. It is our desire. Because we remember our vision. Can we say it, everybody? Our vision in this church. 1, 2.
Can we rise upon our feet and begin to tell God what you want God to do for you as a youth? I want you to talk to God now. It is now your time to talk to God. Talk to God. You must be holy in this perverse generation. Can you close your eyes, everybody? Let's close our eyes. Please, we don't need drum. You can be there, but we don't need drum. Just talk to God now. I want you to cry out. I want you to cry out, parents. Parents, we have wounded lives. Can we begin to cry for mercy? Mercy, mercy, mercy. Lord, show us mercy. Lord, show us mercy. Youths, can you begin to ask God, I let go. I let go that it will be well with me. I let go. I let go. I let go. Everything that I'm holding against my parents, I let go. I choose to remember my Creator in this time. I choose to remain a life that is full with God. I choose to remain to be fulfilled in this my generation. I choose to remain to fulfill my destiny. I choose to refuse to be wasted. I shall not be wasted. I shall not be destroyed. I shall not choose after all the earthly pleasures. I choose to be the lover of God than the lovers of pleasure. May the Lord enable us. May the Lord enable our children in Cedar generation to be children that remain to be winners. We choose to pray that the Lord will help our youth to remain winners and our homes remain winners, even in this perilous time. Lord, I want to be like Jesus in my life. Lord, I want to be like Jesus in my life, in my life, in my life. Lord, I want to be like Jesus in my life, Lord, I want to be like Jesus in my life, in my life, in my life. Lord, I want to be like Jesus in my
The Bible says, out of the babes and suckling, as thou ordained strength, that you may steal the enemy and the avenger. The children have preached messages to us this morning. Where is your own portion of that message? You will not be doing well. You will step out of this service this morning without reflecting on any aspect or the messages today that has touched you, that has affected you, where you need to make amends. As parents, as guidance, as members and ministers in the church, are we doing it the right way? Are we setting good examples? Is Jesus proud of you? Is he proud of me? This morning is a call to a closer walk with God so that we can reflect his image. Closer to thee. Closer to thee. Can you speak unto them this morning that, Lord, I want to be nearer unto you. I want to be closer unto you. I desire a greater, a deeper intimacy. More than the surface. I don't want to walk in the periphery. I don't want to be in the outer court. I don't want to be in the General Assembly. I want to dwell in the holies of holies. I want to come to the inner court of the Lord. I want to have a deep fellowship with you. I want to walk with you day and night. I want you by my side all the time. I do away with the distractions. I forsake the pleasure that I entice and appealing. Oh Lord, I cry unto you for mercy. Cry 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 for mercy. Rend your hearts before the Lord. 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 Yeah. Heavenly Father, this morning, in every way in which we have missed it, have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, this morning, by your outstretched hands of love, draw us back. Bring us back home to love. Bring us back home to obedience. Bring us back home to submission. Bring us home to humility. Bring us back home to sobriety. Bring us back home to virtue. Give us the strength, the grace to say no to the enticing pleasure that displeases you, to every attitude that is not in consonance with the virtues and the practice of the household of faith. Help us, O Lord God. Let us go out of this place today with a new resolution, with a new determination, backed up by the power of the Holy Spirit. Pray for all the people you are used to minister to us today. Lord, we ask, pour your grace upon their lives afresh. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have put your hands together for the Lord.